Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. We'll get to guess the takes. We try to guess the takes you'll hear on Monday after an NFL weekend. Week 10 in the NFL coming up.
You going to be all right, Hugh?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
You find your notepad?
Yeah, I found it.
You got your take? All lined up, red roll.
Finally. Okay. This ain't that easy to do, man.
It's
guess the takes.
So easy.
Well, no, because you got Smug Kyle over there talking about those are predictions.
Well, they're different.
Well, I'd like to predict stuff.
Then, you know what?
Nostradamus.
Maybe we'll have a different segment where Hugh gets to predict stuff. How about that? This is guess the takes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The funny thing is, we give our own take every day. They're not predictions.
I know. Like, it's...
You know what? You would think that this would be easy because I do it every day.
You know what it is?
It's but like, when you ask me on Friday, I can never come.
It's kind of like Jeopardy. I mean, Jeopardy, you're asking
the
question.
I think he feels the pressure.
I know.
No, you know, I think that's what it is. And then it's gotten to the point where even Max says something even snarky. I'm like, hold up, Max.
Yeah, that's it. Well,
I made you. What are you doing?
I made you.
I made you. How dare you talk to me in that manner?
Well, because we'll be like, all right, Hugh, like, we're doing guess the takes. He's like, Jets get their first win this week. And I'm like,
that's not a take.
I'm like, that's a prediction.
He was like, that's not a take. Yep. Like, well, damn, this ain't that easy.
It's like,
we do this every
week,
day.
I know.
Pretend you're turning your TV on Monday morning.
And we, you know, you
what
would
are
think
they talking
it would be
about?
A lot easier. But when
saying?
When I'm put on the spot like that,
yeah,
it's hard to figure out.
What's Stephen A's opinion Monday morning?
That really is what we should call the segment. I mean, that's kind of it. All right, we'll get to that coming up. Hugh's got a banger of a take coming up.
A banger.
Before we go any further, though, Jalen Hurts yesterday, he was asked about the fact that the Eagles under Sirianni are undefeated off the bye. Quite a good record. They have done well, and this is their spot. They're off the bye this week. Here is Jalen Hurts' thoughts on all that.
Yeah, that's one thing that you don't think about as a competitor. You know, you look back on it, I guess, you know, you live life forward, but you learn it backwards. You reflect on these things after it happens.
That's one thing that I've
never, ever thought about. But I think that's just a testimony to the singular focus going into every game.
What? You live life forward, but you learn it backwards.
I got to Google that.
From the book of Hurts.
You live life forward, but you learn it backwards.
What's his age's name? Nicole Lynn is her name, I believe.
Yes.
She needs to have a book deal in order soon. I mean, just... He doesn't even have to write it. They just go back, comb through the press conferences
I
and just print
that.
Them.
He said, he's supposed to say, you live life forwards and you understand it backwards.
Well, he puts his own spin on it.
Like, you reflect.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
That makes more sense.
Seem interchangeable, right?
Well, I mean, it's
learning is understanding.
Well, then you reflect. I guess you reflect. Okay, we'll let you get. We'll let you slide with that one.
Is it one of your favorite of his? Because he had.
I mean,
I'm glad you're letting him slide.
Well, I get it now because when I heard it, when he said you live it backwards, no, you understand it backwards. I get it now.
Yeah, live life forward, learn it backwards.
I don't think, by the way, and this is not a knock, I don't think he knew that. I think that fact they presented him, he didn't know. Because my guess is he just tends to live in the moment. We got a game this week. We play, we win, we go to the next game. I don't know if he realized they're undefeated off the bye. Maybe once he was presented it, he realized, like, oh, yeah, that's true.
You knew, though.
I knew that.
Yeah, you brought it up the other day.
Hey, listen.
You probably wrote it in his notepad.
Wow.
Listen, y'all see.
Is that underneath it starts at Green Bay?
I took that out. But see,
you took that out.
That was your whole premise this week.
Let me see if I got it in there. Let me see if it's still in there. Because it's like a lot that changes on the day-to-day in the notepad.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's still in there. Cool. It's still in there. But no, this is the notepad.
We need to take Thanksgiving back also still on
there. We need to take Thanksgiving back is at the top of the notepad.
When the fifth graders at my son's school were listening on the playground the other day, they picked up on that.
They did?
I asked them what they heard. Because my son's friend has been bringing a radio, so they've been listening at recess. So I asked him, what have you heard? And he said, he wants to take Thanksgiving back. He wants it back.
The fact that your son has a friend group.
Yeah, they're listening.
That listens to our show is fascinating to me. The fact that you have some young man that when you're outside at recess, think about this for a minute, Kyle. You're 10 years old. You got all this stuff that 10-year-olds got going on. But you have a friend that's in your friend group that has a small ham radio that turns on sports radio at recess.
Yeah.
And they sit around.
Soon they're going to be roasting your takes.
Yeah.
Can you believe what Doug Lucero, that guy, rethink
some of the things that you say?
I just find that fascinating. That we got a bunch of 10-year-olds talking, oh, listen, that's a terrible thing. Yeah. Well, what is he talking about?
I was probably listening to Eskin call people dopes all the time.
I just find that fascinating.
Yeah. Well,
that is crazy.
One of those kids one day will be in here taking our job, yelling at us.
He'll
say, yo, old man, get out.
He's like, well, hell, if you still doing it, if I'm here with you, ooh, boy, I'm going to be way up there. I'm gonna probably be doing it from my house. If I'm still doing this,
you'll be doing it from the upper room.
In the upper
room. Live show today from the upper room. The
upper room. Talk about falling asleep on air. Oh yeah.
You're gonna go eat snow on us.
I'm gonna be like, I'll be snowing.
Not eat snow.
I saw a picture. I think he's in San Antonio somewhere.
Is that where Eric is these days?
I saw a picture. He was with somebody, another coach. Yeah, he snowed in. Let himself go.
Oh, come on. Give the guy a break.
I'm just saying, dog.
Does this kid bring a radio, by the way, or does he just pull up the Odyssey?
No. I don't think they're allowed phones, or at least my son doesn't have one yet.
It's like a transistor.
He said it's a real radio. Yeah, it's like a little.
That is. That's outrageous. You don't find that.
So they have to like find us on the dial. It's not like you just like plug it in. Like it's like old school kind of stuff.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I saw the East Snow thing. Yeah.
You saw it? Dude, listen, I know that's Ike's homie. They went to school together.
We just wanted to take care of himself. That's all.
Yeah, but let me, because listen, we too old for that. Like to be looking like that for real.
Do have a quick ESPN update.
Oh, what do we got?
Do we get
ESPN
our channel back?
ESPN has officially reached an agreement with Brian Windhorst.
Oh, gee. Wait a minute.
What do that's I care
not,
for?
That's not helping me out. That's not helping out Monday Night Football.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah, and thank you to all the folks that sent me their, the password. Appreciate that.
Well,
I feel bad now.
I do like it.
Yeah, I'm sorry to do that.
You really broke everyone's heart.
It just popped up on my feed. What do you want to do?
Wendy got paid, and I'm supposed to care.
Yeah,
I feel bad.
Well,
now.
Look, man,
you stole passwords?
I didn't steal them. They gave them to me. But I feel like I didn't.
Got Pirate Hugh over here.
I can't use them because I appreciate it, though. Now I feel bad. Like, I feel this is the first time I felt cheap in a long time.
First time?
Really?
First time.
That's very surprising.
I didn't expect anybody, because I appreciate each and every one of y'all, because these you people, they give you, they
people
make you
care.
Think
that, yeah, people care.
Philadelphia, they're a little rough on you at
times.
Plus,
they don't want you
care.
To come in here blind Tuesday, not watching the game.
Oh, I was going to watch the game. No. I'm watching the game at somebody's house. Somebody, I'm pulling up on somebody.
You're inviting yourself to somebody's house.
I'm pulling up on somebody. If I don't have cable, I don't have cable, and I'm not getting it. But if I don't have the means to watch the game on Monday night, somewhere, I'm pulling up on somebody, uninvited.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they were trying to avoid that. They're like, let's just give you the passwords and come to our
I'm
house.
Pulling up uninvited.
Jeez, that'd be a lot.
Somebody's house.
Let's grab Sean in Philadelphia. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Sean, what's up?
So, listen, I think we are totally being disrespected because we are at the top of our division, and we are We the two games that we lost was by mishaps. We ain't lose to no big names.
Well, but hold on, Sean. They got blown out in one of the losses.
Yeah, we got beat up.
We got blown out by a team that just got lucky, man. Them guys got lucky because look at them right now.
No, they're bad. You're right about that.
You know what I'm saying? Even the Broncos, nobody is doing what we're doing. You know, so I'm tempted to believe that it's all about the trend and the fact that they got Micah Parsons. The Green Bay Packers are trending, so the line, the Bets lines is going to be the way they are.
Somebody called the cops on this phone call.
The take police is out.
Yeah, I mean, dude. He started by saying we're being disrespected because we're at the top of the NFC East. The NFC East is the worst division in football.
Yeah, they did clinch it already, so you're right about that. We try to tell you.
Yeah, I mean. Well, that's the worst division. We leading it. We leading the worst division. So yes, that gives us what? That's a good point. You know what I'm saying?
Just kidding.
But I got a great trend for
you. Oh yeah, what did you do that you're kind of embarrassed by after the
and
fact?
This is going to be good for Hugh because I'm sure Hugh had one of these when he was back in his young days.
Of course
he
did.
I had to wear Jerry Curl. You know, Jerry Curl.
Jerry Curl. Yes, I did.
Yes, me too. And I had an embarrassing moment because I didn't wait for it to dry.
Oh, no.
I was too excited. And it was Easter Sunday, too.
And I was
on the choir and I was singing. And then they had to pull me off because my drink was just leaking like a bad Cadillac.
That happened to me before.
Oh, no.
Having me on the bus.
Sean, that's a good one. The leaky Jerry Curl. Sean, great phone call. You're in the mix for the prize.
Happened to me on the bus.
Your Jerry Curl was leaking?
Oh, man. Drip. Follow the drip. All on the back of your neck. Like,
Was this the day you had a lot of Vaseline on or different?
No, let me tell you. Jerry Curl's like back in the day. Like, and everybody that ever had one know exactly what I'm talking about. Like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It was like a process. It was like you get a perm, and then you get the curl, and then you had to put like S-Curl activated juice in it, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times in the summertime, if you put too much in, it would drip on the back of your neck.
Uh-oh.
And with that, it would make your neck turn really, really black. So everybody who had the Jerry Curl
sounds like a mess.
A black ass neck. It was like, why your neck so black? Because it was the Jerry Curl. Man, listen. But everybody had a Jerry Curl. There was a group that was out when I was growing up called Ready for the World. And they all had Jerry Curls. And my brother, like me, it was me, my brother, Brent, and Steve. We all had Jerry Curls. And they said we looked like Ready for the World, man. Because Brent used to dress like Ready for the World.
Oh, I found a picture of these
like,
guys.
Yeah, and you know, being from the Midwest, yeah, Ready for, man, listen. That was a bad era. But everybody named Mama had a Jerry Curl.
What do you
curl.
Think? What do you think about bringing back the Jerry Curls?
Nah.
No? That we're done with that?
that processed hair, man. That was horrible.
Oh, my God. These are ridiculous
haircuts. You see the group Ready for the World?
Yeah.
My brother looked like the lead singer. If you see the lead singer of Ready for the World, that's who my brother looked like.
Were there six of them? Is there six?
There was a lot of them. There was a lot of them. But Ready for the World, man, it was funny. And they was like, oh, Brent, you look like the lead singer. Yeah, it was
which bad. One were you? I'm pulling it up here. You got these guys.
I can't remember which one I was. Yeah, I was probably the chunkier one because I was chunky when I was the chunky one. So I was the chunky dude. Man, Jerry Curl juice just off. You talk about messing up clothes.
Yep.
And wearing used to have to wear a plastic bag on your head when
plastic
you slept
bag.
At night. Yeah, because you didn't want to get the Jerry Curl juice on your pillowcase.
But you put the juice in at night or in the morning?
Well, it all depends because, like, you would sleep with the bag on.
Now, what is the juice? Because, like.
Well, it was called juice. It was called Activator.
Oh.
It was like S-Curl some other types.
White people have hair gel.
It's called like you would get it in the spray and you would spray it all over, and then you would do your Jerry Curl, you would style it, and then you would go to school. And like everybody named, if you didn't have a Jerry Curl, you was not cool.
Well, I wasn't
like,
cool.
Yeah, everybody had a Jerry, like, and you did. Then they used to, remember, they used to pop the collar, collar up and wear the penny. Oh, man.
To get these photos of Hugh Douglas.
Nah.
We'll share those out on the internet. Let's go to Cowboy Jim, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Listen, none of you need to worry about hair products.
Let us live our past life here, Jim. Let us enjoy, all right?
No, none of you do. Mm-hmm. Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Hugh Douglas. You know a lot of women listen to WIP. Yes. They see you on YouTube. You are not putting out a good portfolio, okay? What you're saying is not right, okay?
What do you mean, what am I saying? What do you mean? What am I not saying?
What you're saying about, not enough beautiful women.
No, I didn't see. You're misinterpreting what I said. I said they're few and far between. That doesn't mean they're not here.
Few and far between is like...
It means there's not many.
Yeah.
There's not many.
It means there are not many of them, and they're very hard to find.
Well, maybe
because
they're at work, or maybe they're asleep.
Maybe they're asleep.
You're
asleep.
This is a walk back
This ain't a walk back.
He's walking it back. Now they're asleep.
Control Douglas is here.
Cowboy Jim, you've been to Texas, right? I'm pretty sure.
Man, I'm going there all the time.
You know, in certain states, you go in, it's the thing that we men like to call whiplash. You get whiplash, right? It's just Philadelphia is not one of them states.
That's California.
That's what I'm saying. But unfortunately, like, Philadelphia is not one of those states.
Mm, digging the hole deeper.
Miami's one of those states.
I think you're just
Texas.
I think you're conflating dressing with very little clothing to beautiful women.
It's not that.
I'm not saying that, because I've seen a lot of beautiful women here in Philadelphia that wear the nice little fur, the nice little boots and whatnot, but they're few and far between.
No.
Now, I could throw a rock in L.A. or Miami, and I'm more than likely to hit a beautiful chick.
And they're probably carrying.
You shouldn't be throwing rocks at people.
No, I'm probably just saying, got some diseases.
See, Kyle, that's just way too
much. Well, it's true.
But I'm just saying, I'm not trying to see what they got growing, what kind of thing they got growing in the peachy dish. I'm just saying he looks attractive. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I ain't trying to date him. I'm just saying.
To each his own, I suppose.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When she's crossing her arms looking at you, I was listening to WIP the other day. Am I pretty enough?
This will
come back to get him.
And I'll be honest.
Oh, God.
Don't do that.
No.
No, you're not.
Be like,
big
fat no. I'd be like, no, you're just not my type. That's not me.
I'm looking out for you, Hugh. That's all. I'm just looking out for you.
All right, Jim. What do you got?
I'm just saying, I'll be going to a real Midwest city, Appleton, Wisconsin. Not Westchester, Pennsylvania.
I would say Wisconsin is way more Midwest than Philadelphia, for sure.
Yeah, than King of Prussia or Westchester. Yeah, I would say so, too.
Midwestern city, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Yep.
And I will be pulling for Michael Persons, since I'll be rooting for him. But I do think, though, that the Eagles will probably pull it out because, you know, Green Bay is fraudulent. And, so that's my thoughts on that. So, and as for something really embarrassing to wear, I think this is the winner. Now, Hugh would probably remember this. You remember linebackers in the 80s would wear a half shirt, you know, when they played?
Yeah, to show their little belly.
Yeah, so that's what I used to walk around in a half shirt.
Oh, Jim,
was that like the fishnet? Did you wear the fishnet? The fishnet shirts used to be embarrassing too, with the half.
I had some of those.
You mean like to work out, or just like walking around just to go out?
Just walking around. I had a good belly back then, but I'm just saying.
Musty dudes running around.
Jim, that's too much right there. Yeah, when did that change? Late 90s, mid 90s?
No, they're trying to bring that back.
Well, but when we were young, that, like, you watch college football on a Saturday, the jerseys ended at the shoulder pads. Remember, you ever see the movie The Program?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they were.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the jerseys did not reach all the way down, and that's a bad image of thinking of Jim that way. All right, could we get to Guess the Takes before we go any further? Let's guess the takes for Week 10 in the NFL.
It's time to Guess the Takes.
Well, you teased this for a half hour. You might as well start with Hugh Douglas here. Hugh, what does it say in that notebook? What is the take everyone is going to hear on Monday after Week 10?
I got this take all by myself.
Of course
you did. Just wanted to put that out there like that.
So low effort.
With no help.
Don't count the Cowboys out. They're still alive. They get to play the Raiders. They're still going to be alive. Keep hope alive.
That's gross. I mean, I could hear someone saying it. It probably is a good guess to take.
Yeah.
They're dead, though. All right. Minus, Sam Darnold is the NFL MVP. I mean, look at the look at the numbers he has put up. They're probably going to beat the Cardinals this weekend. He's been the most prolific quarterback in the league this year by a lot of metrics. They win again. They're atop their division. Sam Darnold's going to be near the top of that MVP race. I think you're going to hear that one on Monday morning. Kyle, what are we hearing Monday?
I'll go off the Cowboys thing a little bit. Play a little matchmaker because the Cardinals just benched Kyler Murray. And it feels like Dak Prescott and the Cowboys are headed for a divorce.
Ooh,
that's Cardinals are one Dak Prescott away from being a legit threatment in the NFC.
Well, Monday when they had Jacoby Brissett, who's obviously not as good as Dak, but like he's solid.
It was pretty decent.
Right. Like I think Kyle might be right on this. If the Cardinals had a quarterback, so are we just is the league done with Kyler Murray now? We're just going to pretend this Kyler Murray thing never happened?
Yeah. Come back up Jalen Hurts.
Is he on the road to backupville, Kyler Murray? It's a pretty high-profile backup.
Yeah, and it's not. Being a backup in the NFL at that position ain't a bad job to have. You make a nice little piece of cheese.
But
Then he got more time to play.
High pedigree, though.
I know. He was the number one overall pick at one point.
Call of Duty. He can get his Call of Duty on. Yeah. You know, play, you know. He'll probably be a backup, though.
I mean,
it's not looking good for him.
It's not. Is he on the Jameis Winston road?
Probably.
From top pick to backup, the Mariota road, second overall pick to backup? He could be. He could be on that path to being a backup. We'll see. But I like that one. I do think the Cardinals are a quarterback away from being decent. Lou in Bethlehem. What's up, Lou?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
What's going on?
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Lou.
I got to go back to this. I can't picture you with that soul glow thing going on.
Man, I had a straight up and out Jerry curl, dog. Like, I was a chunky kid with a Jerry curl.
But was it more like sexual chocolate, or was it more like Prince, or, you know?
No, Prince like sexual chocolate. It would probably be more like sexual chocolate. Because it was drippy. I had a drippy, drippy curl.
You had a black neck?
Yeah, I had the blackest of necks. It was horrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the sharing.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, the only thing that comes up as far as Monday night is concerned is I hope we push the cheese out of those guys. All right? And I hope we do it 9 straight times because I know it's going to go away, you know, and they were the major opponents of this. And we're going to hear about it. I just can't get tired of the fact that they were so dead set against it.
Yep.
And we're going to play them, and I hope we beat them with it.
Lou, like, I can't decide if I'd rather start the game with like 3 or 4 in a row for a touchdown, or if we're up late, like the fourth quarter, we're trying to run the clock out, right? We're up, 7 points or whatever, trying not to give the ball back, and we just tush-push our way for like 3 straight minutes to run the clock out.
I really want to annoy them with this.
Yeah.
I just blatantly, you know.
Well, and they earned it. I mean, they, of all the teams, they were the ones that led the charge. To do it in their building, to do it in Lambeau, that'd be really awesome. All right, Lou, what do you got for us? What is something, a trend you were part of, and then you look back, you're like, yeah, that was kind of embarrassing.
All right, can I change my name?
Yeah, sure.
All right. 2 words, gentlemen. The Macarena.
Hey, Macarena.
The Macarena was ridiculous, Lou. In retrospect, when you ever go back and see videos of people doing the Macarena, it's like, what in the world?
I try not to. I see myself. I see myself because it was a hot date that night, guys. That's all I got to say, right?
Oh, my goodness, Lou.
Sound like drinks were involved.
It's a great one. Yeah, so sometimes if you go back and watch, Lou, great phone call. If you rewatch like an old game on YouTube and they'll pan to the crowd, they'll put the Macarena on and you got 40,000 people doing the Macarena for no good reason.
I remember who let the dogs out.
Of course.
That was kind of the same thing. You know that was about ugly women.
I know. So my kids love that song, and I hope they never find out what it is.
Who let the dogs out?
Oof. It's so disrespectful when you think about it. But it's
the dogs out?
It's such a funny song.
Hey, I think it's safe to say that, you know, I ain't been dating since I've been here. It's probably going to keep that trend going.
Yeah. Especially
going.
After
I'm all right with that.
Especially after the way you acted today.
Hey, Joe. Sometimes you just got to, you know what I'm saying? When you put some chips into the table,
yeah,
you just got to be prepared for the consequences.
You do. And
so it is.
We are often prepared for those consequences. 215-592-9494.
Let the dogs out.
We got to pick a winner here for our flyers tickets on the other side. Plus, we haven't had a good sports burner scandal in a while. We may have one.
Not a sports burner
scandal. A lot of people think the New York Giants GM has a burner that's been uncovered. We'll read through some of those tweets next, because this guy sounds very fired. It's the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.